You are listening to Satellite Sisters. This is our weekly recap of Madam Secretary, the CBS drama. I'm Leanne Dolan in Pasadena, California. I'm joined by my sister Julie Dolan in Dallas, Texas. And Julie, we have enjoyed doing these Madam Secretary recaps. And I can tell you, being out on our book tour, we've talked to people. The rest of the Satellite Sisterhood is enjoying these Satellite Sister recaps too. It's fun to hear, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I like to hear that. And I like to hear that people who weren't watching the show have started to watch the show, based in part because on our recaps, Leanne. So that's good.
Yeah.
Because maybe it makes more sense if you've actually seen the show.
Maybe. I think we do a pretty good job of recapping.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're in the middle here of season two. This week's episode was called Catch and Release. A little fish reference we'll get to later. I thought it was a particularly good episode. I liked it because it was a neat little 60-minute package where you got one really good storyline that you could see from different points of view. I really enjoyed this show. Julie, for me, it was a Madam Secretary triathlon. First, you had Madam Secretary fishing. Then you had Henry running. I enjoyed that scene.
I did too, Leanne.
I couldn't get any better. You had some kind of wonderful Eric Stoltz carving a chicken. I mean, what was happening there? That was fantastic, wasn't it?
It was, Leanne. It was outstanding work by all three actors. Yes.
Yeah. I would like to see the we're aging fantastically face off between Eric Stoltz and Rob Lowe. Like, I just think those John Hughes men of the 80s, they are still looking good. I mean, Eric Stoltz looked fantastic, didn't he?
Yeah, I can see you have a crush on him, Leah. And I thought he
totally.
Was good.
I've had a crush on him since I was 13, Julie. I mean, there's no secret there. Come on.
Okay.
So it was just exciting. There was a lot of action, as you can tell, in this particular episode, Catch and Release. But here's the thing. It was basically one big storyline they were following. And I like this storyline because it is actually happening and it's in the news. And it was the idea of an American-born ISIS member. And so what we see, the opening is one of those, what's become, unfortunately, something we've seen a lot, these terrible beheading videos. An ISIS member beheading an American soldier or an American aid worker. And then we learn very quickly, they managed to do the intelligence in like rapid fire manner that he is an American born student. He was a college student. He is the son of a State Department employee. He was radicalized after his father's death from Huntington's disease, right? Huntington's.
Yes.
And now he's joined ISIS and he's wreaking havoc on American NGO workers over there, right?
Yeah, I thought that was such an interesting character. I mean, first of all, it was ripped from the headlines.
Yeah, I liked it.
Was very uncomfortable watching that, you know, that the very familiar scene of the black, you know, the black ISIS, you know, executor and then, you know, the orange jumpsuit. But the character of the son, that he would be the son of a State Department employee that had probably traveled around, had not lived in the U.S., you know, so that, you know, and that just got attached to a different culture other than an American culture after the death of his father, I thought was a very interesting and well-written character.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was just really tight, because that's one of those things. The writer was Alex Cooley Paul. And so that's one of those things, like, you just drawing all the stories together. So that was a good detail that his mother had been in the State Department. He'd gone to the American International School in Egypt. He'd learned Arabic. He'd come back to the States, went back to Egypt during the Arab Spring, and, you know, was radicalized there. But if you recognized his mother, of course, that was Blair Waldorf's mother from Gossip Girl.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Fashion designer Eleanor Waldorf. Now, mother of an American ISIS member.
You know, and actually the mother is, I don't know her, but she was a tremendous actress, because in the scene where she watches the video of her son, who is, you know, is camouflaged in the black outfit, but she, you know, when she is recognizing that it is her son and that is her voice and the terror that she has, you know, that she expresses on her face was so well done. I thought that was a very good
scene. It was a very good scene. And, you know, when you read the headlines of these radicalized Americans, that's what you think about if you have children, you know, particularly sons, I think, but there have been young women who have been radicalized. You think, what must their parents feel like? Yeah, and right. So I thought that was really impressive. She's an actress. Her name is Margaret Collin, AKA Eleanor Waldorf, fashion designer. But she was, that was a really effective scene. And again, we have said in the past, we love how Madam Secretary handles things. She didn't say a word. She just played the video. And then we saw the reaction of the mother when she realizes this is her son. Mm-hmm. So the storyline moves forward on sort of all fronts. She has a very power. There's the president finally like woke up this week. Right?
He was listening to you last.
I know.
Complained that the president was just, he wasn't really, he wasn't stepping up. He wasn't being enough of a commander in chief. Well, he did this week, didn't he, Liam?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. He said, I don't care. We got to get this guy, kill him if you want. I don't care. We don't need to take him alive. We just need to take him out, I think was the line. And he like raised his voice and he really got into it. So yeah, president woke up. But in the meantime, who's caught up in this idea of the threat to all, you know, aid workers on the borders there is Bess's brother, Madam Secretary's brother, Dr. Eric Stoltz, who is... What was his real name? Reed? What was
Tyler.
His name?
Dr.
Tyler? Whatever.
Tyler, yeah, Tyler. Yeah.
Oh, he didn't look like a Tyler. Okay. I don't know. All I know is there he is, like in the flak jacket, operating somewhere on the Syria-Pakistan border. And then the next thing you know, he's in front of Madam Secretary's Georgetown apartment, Georgetown brownstone. And they're getting into it like brothers and sisters do. He's accusing Madam Secretary of, you know, not really understanding the situation, not caring about the actual people on the ground. And she's saying he's naive. It's not just, it's so complex. You can't possibly judge me from, you know, your point of view. So, and to work this all out, Julie, to have the heart to heart they need to have, what do?
They go fly fishing.
They go fly fishing. Like in the middle of Madam Secretary's busy day in an international crisis, she whips off the plaid shirt and the hip boots and they go fly fishing. Where was that?
I mean, I don't, first of all, where was that? I don't know. Because that wasn't the Potomac River, but that was, I mean, those are like really waspy families that you decide to deal with family conflict and go to the river to fly fish. But here's the thing. I think Taya Leone can actually fly fish because I was watching her cast. Now, as you know, Leanne, I'm married to a fly fisher, fisherman. And I have, for 30 years, I've stood in the river and the river does not run through me. So, but I have taken all kinds of lessons, tips, but I could see that she really knew how to cast. I mean, you're supposed to tip your hat, Leanne. That's the motion that you're supposed to get with your fly rod and the line, you tip your hat. Okay, I couldn't do it. I don't know what I was doing. But her brother, Dr. Eric Stoltz, as you call him, he was like sitting on the rocks. No one fishes like that, Leanne. No self-respecting fly fisherman like sits on a rock to fish. Okay, you're in the river. Okay, and of course she catches the fish, Leanne, and she looks like she did a very good job getting it in the net. Because if I actually caught a fish, I usually just scream. That's what I do when I fly fish. But she was amazing how she went and her hair. She managed to, even though, you know, because you're in a river, Leanne, and you got some horrible hat on.
Yeah.
She didn't have hat head or anything like that. So I don't know how she did that.
It did look like they had honestly just ordered those clothes from a fly fishing catalog and they had arrived that morning and they put them on. Even though they were supposed to be these experienced fishermen. But, you know, she looked spectacular. And, I mean, he was made for fly fishing gear. So,
yes, even though he did not know what he was doing. I could teach him a few lessons. That's.
Liz, summer is coming up. And you know what that means? It means you're grilling and chilling there with your butcher box. What do you got going on the grill this summer?
Well, you know, here's the thing. Because I'm going to be up in Bend for a part of the summer, I'm having my box sent there, Leanne.
That's great.
Go on vacation with your butcher box is what I'm recommending. Yeah, either way, you're just going to buy meat and fish and stuff when you get there. Why do that? Anyway, I love their steaks. I love their scallops. The scallops are really good. And the chicken thighs, all good. I'm ready.
That's right. ButcherBox gives you peace of mind and easy to find high quality meat and seafood you can trust. It's 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork that's raised crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. No antibiotics or added hormones. And as Liz said, delivered right to your doorstep. And you can customize that delivery plan, Liz, right? Because it can go wherever you want it to go, whenever you want it to go. If you want to delay it a week, you know, speed it up a week, you just go to your ButcherBox account and you can make that all happen.
It's so easy to manage online.
Yeah. And if you're like Liz, you can take your ButcherBox on vacation, which is... That's nice. Nice to have something familiar there.
Yes.
So if you want to take your meat on vacation, sign up at butcherbox.com/sisters and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer, plus an additional 20% off. So you can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/sisters and use code SISTERS to choose your free for a year offer, plus get $20 off your first order. Thanks, ButcherBox. Liz, you know we love talking about FrameBridge, don't we?
We do. because there are just so many fun things to frame, Leon, aren't there?
Right. Anything. You can just upload a digital photo from your phone and they can print it and frame it. And that is a gift right there, a gift people would love getting. But Liz, you recently had quite an exciting FrameBridge experience. Would you like to share?
I talked about how when we were at the Bruce Springsteen concert, I was with our brother Dick, his wife Susan, his two kids, and one of the roadies threw us the set list at the end of the show, which was amazing to get the actual set list for the actual concert in Los Angeles. And we're like, oh, yeah. Any day now, that's going to be in a place of honor in their home. Sure enough, Leon, they have already FrameBridged it and sent it to us with a picture. So I'll be in Bend next week, so I'll get to see it. But it's just excellent use of the FrameBridge resources, the Bruce Springsteen set list.
Fantastic. And this is gift giving season. So if you have a graduation coming up, a wedding, a shower, Mother's Day, Father's Day, look around. I'm sure you have something fun you can frame, and FrameBridge can do it for you. It's easy and it's affordable to frame just about anything. You get fair and transparent upfront pricing based on the size of your item. There's a great selection of frames. And as we've said in the past, fast service, free shipping, great for gifts. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Liz, not many things in life give you a happiness guarantee, but FrameBridge does. If you're not 100% happy with your piece, they will make it right. So if this
but
sounds like...
But you're going to be happy, okay? That's just the Satellite Sisters promise. You're going to be out. You're going to be happy you did it.
See why FrameBridge has been trusted to frame over 2 million pieces. Visit FrameBridge.com or see a local FrameBridge store to get started and custom frame just about anything, like a Bruce Springsteen set list. That's FrameBridge.com. Thanks, FrameBridge.
But during the 45-minute fly fishing trip, somewhere just north of Washington, D.C., Taillon, as Madam Secretary, did manage to wrest a critical piece of intelligence out of her husband, or out of her brother. And this is why, you know, having a sister in the CIA, former CIA sister, like, we could have learned a few things from our brothers, right? It made me think, wish one of us was in the CIA. We could have really figured out stuff about our brothers. But she managed to get out this piece of intelligence about how does he get medicine, you know, into these, you know, dangerous territories and the whole black market and medical couriers and people who have pharmaceutical drugs and high end. And this is how they work. And sometimes they work for the good guys and sometimes they work for the bad guys. So, you know, little bit of how we, you know, tracked Osama bin Laden, follow the courier. She goes home from the fly fishing trip. She changes like in her closet. What's in that closet in her office?
I don't know. I know that her assistant Blake is constantly putting new clothing in there, but she was like Superman. She went in there, you know, in her fly fishing plaid shirt and came out and there was that same white blouse.
The blouse, her signature white tie blouse. Yeah. Yes. Signature white tie blouse, but she's got it now. She's sort of putting together the details that this American ISIS fighter, he also has part Huntington's disease like his father. His mother sent a boatload of money over to him, $8,000. Oh, it's to get the medicine. So Bess rushes to the president with this intelligence, like, we got to follow the medical courier. He's going to need drugs today. I love that. Well, sure. Right. It's TV. We got to wrap this up in 60 minutes. So we got to get him some meds.
You got to give it, you got to give it to Madam Secretary. The light bulb is always goes off. I mean, that she solves it in that she solves these things in an hour, Leanne. We're so grateful. It does not 10 years. We're not tracking the courier for 10 years.
No.
But I thought that, again, it was a very interesting storyline. And the idea that in the chaos of these, you know, of these countries, that the black market would work more efficiently than, you know, than actual markets. That's probably true. And that's that they're probably, you know, that's how people with, you know, illnesses, that's probably how, you know, how they get their drugs. So that was good. I liked it.
And they do. They track the medical courier with the drone, which created some great visuals for the show. That's a good idea. And then we see the medical courier meet the American ISIS guy. We know it's him. He's getting the drugs. And boom, that's the president decides not to take him alive, even though Bess, who's now sympathetic to the mother, you can see there's that moment where she's like, well, you know, maybe if we get him, he'd offer up some great intelligence. But the president just steps up as commander in chief and says, you know, get him. And so there's a drone strike, and that's the end of the medical courier and the American ISIS. But this does not sit well with Dr. Eric Stoltz, who feels like he was used by his sister, right?
Yes. He's, you know, he's very upset about that. Yeah. Yeah.
And so so there is a little bit of bad blood as they end, but Bess is not done. She is not done building bridges. She hands him a ticket to go. Where was he going back to?
I think he was heading back through Istanbul.
Okay. Yes, somewhere in the Middle East, but first he has to go to London because he has to see his daughter and who he's basically abandoned. So right. Bess is building bridges with her brother and his daughter. So she's working all the time. It was a long day for her yesterday.
I know. I mean, well, she did call her brother narcissistic and said he was an adrenaline junkie and he needed to pay more attention to his daughter. So she gave him a ticket back, but you got to go visit the daughter. So.
Right.
And he reluctantly took the ticket, and you have some sense that perhaps, Leanne, you'll see the brother again.
Yeah, let's hope. I hope there's like a study abroad semester in London for the daughter who makes bad choices. Maybe she'll make a good choice and she'll go to London. But the last scene, there's Henry, like sitting in the moonlight in one of those window seats where no man ever sat. And
I had the exact same thought when I saw that picture. I was like, what man sits in a window seat? Men don't sit in window seats, do they?
No,
no.
Not when there's a couch anywhere in the vicinity. And then Bess snuggles up with Henry and that's how the end. The other second storyline was emotional. It just continued the Russia thread. So we wrapped up the American ISIS, but the Russia thread continues. We saw poor Dmitry, the student that Henry has turned, get involved in the life of another student, Ivan. You knew from the first scene in this storyline, Julie, what was going to happen. Things were not going to go well with closeted homosexual Ivan, who is allegedly being called back to Russia to be humiliated and imprisoned. And Dmitry tries to save him, get him to defect to the United States. And that goes poorly, right?
Yeah, it's a tragic scene. And again, but it's based in reality. I mean, that I think, the whole gay movement has a long way to go in Russia, that gays do not have the same freedoms and privileges that they have here in the U.S. And that, you know, that this army captain, this Russian army captain, was not going to be able to live his life as a gay man in Russia. And he was going to be humiliated. And because he knew that he had, you know, he had no options to go back in the country that he loved. Again, like Dmitry, he really loved Russia, but he saw that he had no options to live there. He commits suicide. And it's a very poignant scene.
It is very poignant. Again, this is a very interesting storyline to me. It gives, well, first of all, it gives us a chance to see more Tim Daly.
Yes.
And at one point, Tim Daly was running. I mean, just that was good. I thought that was good. scene. But but it is a very poignant storyline. So we know we're going to pick up with Russia soon because we got sweeps weeks coming up. And that is sort of the big arc that's going to last for the season, I think. But very tight little episode today. Julie, I was left with one big question, though. I'm wondering, what do you think is going to take me to get my husband to get his hair cut like Tim Daly's? What? What? Because I think he could do it, but he just refuses to get a decent haircut. Should I show him the haircut? What do I do?
And well, what do you think your husband's reaction is going to be? Could you look a little bit more like this guy here? But your husband has the hair, Lynn. He could do it.
I know. He's a man with an almost full head of hair at this age. He should celebrate it with a decent haircut.
Yeah. Maybe you could just leave some pictures around. You could enlist one of your sons to go with your husband.
That's true. And we just take this picture of Tim Daly. Hey, Dad, why don't you get your hair cut like this? No, I thought, you know, he looked good this show. All right. In our binders full of blouses, not a lot of blouses today, this episode, we had the signature white tie blouse. And then we had the plaid fishing shirt, which...
which was good. Do notice with the signature tie blouse that it is sort of a barometer, Leanne. It's at the beginning of the day, it's all sort of neatly folded. And depending on the episode and the crisis that Madam Secretary is dealing with, the blouse and the ties becomes more disheveled as the day goes on. So it's a very good emotional indicator of what's going on.
That's something to keep our eye on. That's good. You're right. Yeah. It's like a man in his tie loosening the tie. She's got the blouse. All right. Well, it's going to be another big month for Madam Secretary. So stay tuned here. We love doing this recap show. If you're just joining us for the recaps, you know, we do many other podcasts during the week and have done so for 15 years. We would love you to check out satellitesisters.com, or you can find all the shows on iTunes. Besides TV, we talk about other things from world events to life, to work, to job, to families. We cover a lot of ground on Satellite Sisters, and we would love to have you join us regularly. We usually post 2 podcasts a week, but we have a lot happening in the next couple of months. So we have all these special episodes going up and interesting interviews with people. So we would love you to get on board with the Satellite Sisters bandwagon. Go to satellitesisters.com. All right, Jill, you have any plans for the week? What do you have to do?
Oh, busy weekly, Elaine. I got to really preview all the places I'm going to recommend for the big Satellite Sister event here in Dallas.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have a full day, including the side trip to Waco, Texas.
Okay. All righty. No, sounds good. All right. We're the Satellite Sisters. Don't forget, call your Satellite Sister.